This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Tonight, U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee, for the final debate before the November 3rd presidential election. AP Sagar Magani reports Joe Biden's biggest foe tonight may not be President Trump.
Biden spent days off the campaign trail preparing almost exclusively for tonight. But there are fears among Democrats that his history of public gaffes could haunt him in Nashville, that an embarrassing misstep could cut into his lead in national polls. Some Trump advisors are urging the president to play tonight low-key and put Biden in the spotlight.
That is AP's Sagar Magani. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow believes nearly 5,000 people have been killed in fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Putin also says the United States will help Russia broker a solution to the conflict. Kyrgyzstan's parliament voted on Thursday to suspend laws that would force fresh elections after a parliamentary vote held earlier this month was annulled and rescheduled for December. The Central Asian country has been embroiled in a political crisis following elections, which saw demonstrators free a populist politician who quickly became acting president. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is warning protesters not to undermine national security after several days of widespread unrest in the country. The leader appealed to those taking part in widespread demonstrations to resist the temptation of being used by some subversive elements to cause chaos. From Washington, this news. France on Thursday extended the anti-COVID curfew in place in 9 cities to large parts of the country. That means 46 million people are now being forced to stay indoors at night. The new measures will take effect from midnight on Saturday, with the prime minister saying the coming months will be hard. Biotech firm Moderna says it has successfully recruited ethnic minorities, older people, and those with underlying health issues for its COVID-19 vaccines trial. Moderna says it had now signed up all 30,000 participants for the Phase 3 trial, and more than 25,000 of them have already received a second dose of the vaccine 4 weeks after the first. More than 7,000 people taking part in the trial are over 65, and more than 5,000 under 65 have high-risk diseases such as diabetes, severe obesity, and cardiac disease. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports, although job losses appear to be easing, a full economy in the U.S. from the pandemic remains far off.
Job growth has slowed for 3 straight months, and the economy is still almost 11 million jobs short of its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remains high at just under 8%, and major companies have been announcing layoffs. Amtrak says it will cut 2,400 jobs unless Congress approves emergency aid as part of another stimulus bill.
That is AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat, despite a dramatic Democratic boycott, clearing the way for a final Senate confirmation vote planned for Monday. Reuters' Jonah Green has more.
We did it. Judge Barrett's going to the floor.
Less than 2 weeks before the presidential election, the Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Donald Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat, despite a Democratic boycott. Speaking on the steps of the Capitol, Democratic senators expressed outrage over what they saw as a rushed process.
Democrats will not lend a single ounce of legitimacy to this sham vote in the Judiciary Committee.
Thursday's vote clears the way for a full Senate vote on Barrett's confirmation planned for Monday.
That is Reuters' Jonah Green reporting. Malaysian officials say global financial giant Goldman Sachs will pay about $2.9 billion total to settle the mass scandal involving its Malaysian subsidiary. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.